it is 2 a.m. in New York, 9 a.m. in Johannesburg, and 2 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Shander Bean from sundaybean.com, and I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. So it is the official beginning of Altjahrswoche, as they say in Switzerland. And that is German for the time right after Christmas up until the first week of January, the Old Year's Week. Now, for some of you, this might feel like a ick week, where you're somehow stuck between the end of one year and the beginning of the next. And for some of you, you might feel like, okay, that was it. We've got this last week. You can't really start any new projects. You might feel a little bit full from celebration dinners that you have and are wondering, how do I really end this year well? So it's this time of year that I see so many people make three specific mistakes during Altjahrswoche. And I am going to tell you what those three mistakes are. But before I do, I have a confession to make. When I was preparing this podcast and this video for you, I was feeling super tired. I have a lot of loose ends before the end of the year. I've got so much to do in the coming week. And I was feeling really frustrated, like I couldn't get it all done because my parents are coming in 4 days. And I really wanted to take 3 weeks off to focus on them, because how often do I get to see my parents face to face? I was feeling, to be really frank, shitty. And I asked myself, how did I get here? How come I am not feeling better at the end of the year? I had done so much meticulous planning, was careful about my priorities, dividing my time up, and I was feeling in a funk. So I went on to do the preparation for this podcast because what I wanted to share with you I know is really valuable, and I've used it in my own life in the past and it helped me. But this time felt different. Like I was feeling super deflated. And then I realized, oh my God, I am making one of the mistakes that I want to tell you about. So today I'm here to share with you the top three mistakes people make in the new year and what I did to turn around my own situation. Because you can change the way the year ends and the energy that you bring to the new one. All right, so one of the biggest mistakes I see people make is mistake number one, they fail to celebrate what they have achieved. So mistake number one, you fail to celebrate what you have achieved. And this is the one I got caught on. Now, for those of you who've been following my podcast, you know that for me, celebrate is just to notice, noticing what you've done. It doesn't mean that you have to pop a bottle of champagne open, which you can, but it means just start by noticing what you have done. And it wasn't until the last night that I sat down and I really took stock of what I've achieved this year. I waited until mid-December to do it after 2 weeks of overwhelm building up. So I'd had enough. I was feeling really in a funk, and I went to the restaurant in the area that we live. I told my kids to go play. I ordered a very tall beer, and I jotted down what I had to celebrate on the back of some used paper I had at the bottom of my purse, and I started to make notes. Celebrations like that my clients made huge leaps forward in their lives this year. I'm thinking of my clients who overcame anxiety, the one who got into a top journalism school and even scored an A on a paper to my client who started an online business that's focused on art, to another that finally feels empowered in her relationships. That felt pretty awesome to write down. And then another thing I wrote down was that I launched a podcast this year. And within 3 months, I was so honored to see that one of my episodes hit number one. And I managed to get a podcast out every single week, all year long, which meant actually doubling my outreach to my community. And then what else did I write on there? I wrote down the countries that I've worked with this year. So I've served clients from Africa, Asia, South America, Europe, and the United States. And then I looked at the paper and I thought, holy, you know what? I can't believe everything that I did this year. And I don't know if it was like the beer kicking in or if it was really from the list that I wrote, but I was already starting to feel better. So I turned the paper over and I did what most people fail to do. And that's mistake number two. You miss out on the do-overs. So this is a chance where you miss out on the chance to learn from what went wrong. This is where most people, you know, think about New Year's resolutions, what they want to do in the new year, and they don't look back and say, what didn't work and how could I do it differently? So I wrote down all my do-over experiences, all the experiences that I had last year that I wish I could do over and make them better. Was that I didn't increase my hours with my assistant back in June when I wanted to. And when I look at that, that would have saved me dozens and dozens and dozens of hours. It would have allowed me to focus on my core responsibilities and maybe would have carved out more free time for me. So when I wrote that down, I realized I should have responded to my own need earlier. And now I've written it down in my to-do list for 2018. 6 months later, a little late, but now I'm going to really, really do it in 2018. In fact, I've already emailed my assistant to say, in January, let's talk about how you're going to take on more hours. A second thing that I wrote down on the back of this piece of paper about do-overs was about planning. And for me, I did a really good job planning in advance things that were coming up, projects, allowing for the time for me to get the most important things done. I even added to my calendar a base health break to get the exercise that I needed that I wasn't getting in South Africa just because that we drive everywhere. But one thing that I wish I had a do-over about was that I ended up feeling squished for time in December. And I thought, how did I get here? Why do I feel that I have too much to do in too little time? And I realized that I didn't plan as well as I could have for the unexpected. That both of my kids from October, November were getting sick. And I probably spent 15 to 20 hours in the car and at doctor's offices I wasn't planning during working hours. And thanks to this do-over exercise, I realized that what I'm gonna do is put a commitment to myself every single week of extra buffer hours so that I can allow more for the unexpected. Okay, so by the time I was done, I was actually already feeling a lot more in control about 2018, and I had some very concrete items on my list of what I wanted to do over. So my husband joined me at dinner. My kids were still playing. I put the paper away, and I went on to the rest of the night. And I noticed the next morning that I was already adding ideas. So while I was having coffee in the morning, I added a celebration, and it was that I made my kids breakfast every morning at 5:30 in the morning, made them breakfast to help my son who had who needed more protein in his diet. So I felt like a badass. Like, yeah, I'm getting up at 5:30 in the morning and making my kids tacos. And that gave me energy that carried me through the whole day. So don't make the same mistake that I did and delay the opportunity to celebrate your success, boost your energy, and help you see what you need to do differently this year. So mistake number one is that you fail to celebrate what you have achieved and instead make a list of what you have done this year. If you're feeling, you know, Sunday, I didn't do much this year, go back to your calendar, go to your agenda and remind yourself, what did you do in January, February, March, April? Look through the whole year. Take the time to notice the little stuff, like the fact that you didn't send your kid to school without lunch more than twice this year, right? Celebrate the things that you did do. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Sunday, I looked at my calendar. I didn't do anything this year. And that's not true. That is a lie. Because even if you are a stay-at-home mom, you sent your kids to school on time at least 180 times this year, right? So you're failing to recognize the little things. This is something to celebrate. Those little things are something to celebrate. If you're working, you drug yourself out of bed at least 200 times this year. Okay, so take the time to celebrate the little things. You have wins. You have little wins. It's important to stop and acknowledge them. So maybe it's a little win like, you know what? I didn't get fired this year. Or I got to my kids' school concert one time this year. And that's more than one time I did last year. Or maybe you kept cool in a super stressful work conflict. Okay? There's no excuses. You have things to celebrate. That's the whole point of this exercise, is going back and looking at what worked. Okay, so mistake number one is failing to celebrate what you have achieved. Mistake number two is missing out on do-overs. Okay, you miss the chance to look at what you can learn from and how you can grow in the next year. So instead, write down what didn't work and then ask yourself, what would you do differently next time if you could? That is going to help you get on a better path in the new year. And it's important to acknowledge that there is a fine line between acknowledging what you could do over and beating yourself up. So how do you acknowledge yourself, acknowledge what didn't go well, as opposed to feeling like crap about what went wrong? Okay, you can do that in two ways. One, you have to give yourself credit that every step of the way, you were doing the best you could given the circumstances. Okay, you didn't wake up and go, you know, I'm going to really half-ass today. You got up and you faced your life at the best that you could. Beating yourself up does not serve you. It is not something that gives you energy. It takes energy away from you. And you do not have the extra energy to waste on beating yourself up. Okay, it doesn't bring you forward. It keeps you stuck. So instead of beating yourself up, look at the do-over moment and say, where is there potential for growth? Okay, think about other do-overs. I mean, look at Luke Skywalker. He trained his son and he became the bad guy. And then he had a do-over. He worked with Rey, the new Jedi. Boom, do-over, worked out fine, right? So learn from time to adjust. It's never too late. I know one of my clients, she looked back at the year and had a do-over moment where she was working too hard, spread too thin, wasn't giving all of her energy at work and family like she wanted to. And she realized she needed to carve out big chunks of time for herself. So she committed herself to a yoga class that started in the morning. So she would automatically have a forced opportunity to spend more time focusing on replenishing her energy. Okay, it's the little things that you can do to tackle your big challenges with your work and with your family. Okay, so remember two big mistakes. One, you fail to celebrate what you have achieved. And two, you miss out on the two overs. So start your new year right. carve out time for you. Two, celebrate your success and reflect on what you would do over so you can take different action next time. Okay, you can change the way the new year ends, and you can bring up your energy and bring it into the new one, just like I did. Okay, so stay tuned for next week where I will reveal the third mistake that most people make when heading into the new year. Thank you for listening to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneider Bean. If you want to do a do-over with the way that you spent time with your friends and family this year, the ones that live far away, you wish that you were closer, then don't miss out on my free training coming up in just a couple weeks. You can find the link to the free training in the episode notes or on my blog and podcast. So enjoy Alt Jahres Woche, as they say in Swiss German. And if you follow the Gregorian calendar, then Happy New Year from Expat Happy Hour.